Shotgun, Flacco takes it, and play action fake, back a deep drop, pressure coming, going long down the middle of the field, this could be picked, and it is picked off, the Browns got it, on a tip the Browns have it, on the deflection, Joe Hayden's got his first of the year.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's a Victory Monday. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura with you on ESPN 850 WKNR. And it's time now to go to the voice of the Browns. Get his thoughts. Jim Donovan from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim, so many places we can start with this thing, but how incredible was what we saw from Jason Campbell?
Oh, it was great, Vic. I'll tell you what. Gutsy, played in pain through most of the game. But just once again, it's amazing when you watch a professional run the offense, you know, as compared to the struggles that Brandon Whedon had in the games that he played. To watch Jason keep plays alive, get them into the right play, make the right throw, you know, really just a very solid performance. And good for him because he had become the forgotten man here. I mean, they had bypassed him, you know, on an occasion when Hoyer went in the first time, and then when Hoyer was injured, and they put Whedon back in. So he was there and ready for them, and, you know, I think it's a good fit right now. I think the offense likes playing for him, and I think it's a great thing for his career right now.
It's a great thing, and he is the forgotten man no longer. Jim, much before we get into the particulars of certain guys, and we'll dive into that in a second here, what does this win mean for the Browns? And you've been calling these games for a long time. You've been through this Ravens-Browns rivalry, and it hasn't been pretty for a long, long time. What does it mean for the Browns to get this win?
Well, it means that they finally arrived in the division, which has been a real problem for them. And I have to tell you, through the years and through these 11 games where they have lost to the Ravens, and I know people really put the Pittsburgh games up as high as you can put them, you know, on the must-win games for the Browns. But the Baltimore game still mean an awful lot because of the, you know, that was the team that left Cleveland and became the Ravens. And I know that's a long time ago, but still it's been difficult to watch them excel and for the Browns to really sputter through the years. And it wasn't that the Ravens were being condescending when they would come here, but it was always tough, you know, watching them become this emblematic franchise. And the Browns really were always lagging behind and sometimes very, very far behind, and deservedly so for all the kudos that Baltimore has attained in winning a couple of Super Bowls and Ozzie Newsome doing such a great job, you know, with the Ravens building that franchise. But I think this win really signifies that that there is starting to be a changing of the guard in the division, that there was a gap, let's face it, between the Browns and the rest of the division. And with wins over Cincinnati and Baltimore already this year, and two games in the offing now against the Steelers, that gap has really dramatically been closed, if not completely closed, where you're even Steven with all of these teams. That's what I think this win yesterday shows.
And, Jim, I'll take it a step further. I think in terms of the plan that this team has had, the business plan, I think it's a referendum on what they've been doing here, just as those back-to-back wins against Minnesota after the Trent Richardson trade was a referendum there. The team, you had a lot of people rising to the occasion to help calm the nerves, yeah, and put in, you know, and ease the angst and anger that a lot of people had. It was just raw bitterness in terms of response, because people do not trust this franchise. People don't think this franchise, no matter who's running it, will do the right thing. And in fact, the expectation is it'll do the wrong thing. And that was the expectation, yeah, after the Richardson trade, which has clearly proved to be a landslide victory for the Browns, yeah, versus the Colts giving up that first rounder. And now to see this team with three different quarterbacks, but effectively one of the two quarterbacks that the new administration brought in, this administration that's been making a lot of these right moves. I mean, I think, like you say, to get over this hump against this team, this Ravens team, and basically with the business model that has been put in place, that has a lot of forward thinking to it, that has a lot of long-term sustainability built into it, I think these are the credibility-building kinds of blocks, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, Vic. I'll tell you, you know, the thing I admire about this administration is that they could have eased into this thing. You know, they really could have. They could have become knee-jerk and done a couple of, you know, crazy things, or just, you know, as far as, you know, who they're going to bring in as a head coach. But you're right. I mean, to make that move that they made after two games into the season, to trade away your star running back in Trent Richardson, and a guy that the administration before this really moved, Kevin and Earth, to get that pick in that draft and move up that one spot to get Richardson, to make that move two games into the season, and to not take anything back materialistically, you know, in the way of that trade. In other words, we didn't get another player. We got that pick, and we can't cash in on that until May. And then to go through all the quarterback things, that is really being committed to what your plan is. I mean, that's really having a stick-to-itiveness that really is beyond reproach. I mean, it really, it says that you're confident in what you're doing. And that's what Joe Banner, I think, is really all about. I mean, I'm sure it extends even higher to Jimmy Haslam, but I think he's given it to Joe Banner, and Joe Banner's saying, listen, we may go through a tough couple of days on the radio or in the newspaper, but this is what I know is right for when we're going to be a contender in the league and certainly in the division. And to be able to stick to that, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of confidence in your ability, and I think that's what we should admire through these first nine games, is the plan is really starting to really pay off.
It is starting to pay off, and you talk about the boldness and the conviction that they have. I think it's carried down all the way to the coaching staff. You look, yeah. Talk about bold. They went for it on fourth down twice in this game. Once, you know, for a touchdown early, and then at the end of the game to really try to ice this thing out in what could have been a very bold, very risky call. I like this. This is an aggressive organization that I think has its convictions and is going to follow them and let that the chips fall where they may.
It was a beautifully coached game yesterday, Nathan. It really was. I thought Ray Horton did a great job. You know, I love his press conferences on Thursday when he meets with the media leading up to a Sunday game, and when he goes through all the statistics of, you know, how the Browns are doing defensively. And you say to yourself, he is so committed to this. And then he made that promise about 2 weeks ago when he said, listen, I'm telling you, we are ready to become a great defense. And by Thanksgiving, we're going to be there. And a lot of guys in the room kind of rolled their eyes and said, boy, this guy's really been reading too many statistics that you can make them read what you want them to read if you really look at them long enough. But I'll tell you what, that second half against Kansas City and then all day yesterday was just great. Now, on the offensive side, I really think they've done an amazing job over there. Void of a running game and having to go to different quarterbacks, what they've been able to do, and then finally yesterday to get the other guys involved, Barnage and Bess and Little, to get him going and to squeeze whatever you can out of that, out of the group of running backs that they get. I mean, that is just a tremendous job of coaching across the board. And Chris Tabor's done a great job on special teams. I mean, he got dealt a big blow when Benjamin went out a week ago against Kansas City. And I think Lanning punted well, and Cundiff's been rock solid. Just a great job top to bottom. And that's what it takes to beat a team like the Ravens.
It was a team win, and it was a win of the first 60-minute game that this Browns team has played. And that's what we talked about all week. Complimentary guys would have to step up. You'd have to get it done in every facet and do it for 60 minutes. And the Browns finally did that. And I'll tell you what, guys, when they do that, they can hang with and beat anybody NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that.
I'll tell you what, those blitzes yesterday were really drawn up beautifully. I mean, Vic and Nathan, I mean, the first guy would shoot through, and then the second guy was tucked in behind him. T.J. Ward, whether it was Owens, whoever it was, I mean, it was just beautifully timed and well done.
Yeah, Jim Donovan is our guest. Of course, he is the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. And, Jim, as we kind of go forward here and look at this, now it's the bye week. This team can take stock of itself, and I think that's the biggest part of what's happening now. And it'll come back to what you mentioned. They're devoid of a running game. I don't know that there's a real solution beyond just getting better production out of the people they have. Perhaps, and we've touched on this, perhaps it's just about maybe getting more from a Fozzie Whitaker, making him more the focal point, and perhaps as he's with this team longer, understands the offense better, understands who he's around better, that it'll become more of a natural fit for him.
Yeah, the running game, you're right. I mean, I think you're at that point in the year where, and I'm talking weather and field conditions and wind conditions down wherever they go, and certainly when they play at home, you're at that point in the year where you're going to need it. And I was worried about that yesterday because, you know, some of those fourth and ones, as you know, they were second and twos and third and ones,
right,
that became fourth and ones because they didn't convert. That, and you know, remember now, they brought Billy Winn on in on one of those to be a lead blocker on that third and one before that, you know, amazingly clutch play by Campbell and Bess on the fourth down play to keep that drive going. You got to convert those. I mean, you know, you don't want to get it to fourth down. I give them A for guts to make the calls on fourth down, but it would sure would be a lot easier if they converted those on third down. So I worry about the running game. I really do. I Whitaker showed them a little giddy up, I thought, when
Agreed.
He made a couple of runs yesterday. McGahee looked like he had hit a little bit of a wall, and I think the bye is coming at a good time for him. But I'll tell you what, Obanaya gives them everything he's got, doesn't he? I mean, blocking and catching the ball out of the backfield and squeezing in a run here and there. I mean, he is a real workman out there. He really carries a lot of bricks in his wagon to try and help the Browns in whatever way they can.
He is absolutely a solid piece of yeah. a winning football team. That is clearly, I think, what Chris Obanaya is. He is a perfect utility right. player on a winning team, and I love to see that. I agree with you on Fozzie. Want to see him get, you know, a little bit more involved because of the danger, the home run element he brings to a backfield that right now doesn't have a whole lot of that. Jim, how about Devon Bess and Greg Little, two guys who have been much maligned? We talked about the lack of other options in the passing game for Jason Campbell. We had talked about how in Kansas City, Campbell, you know, over 210 of his 290 yards went to just Cameron and Gordon. And this week, it's the opposite. Of the 262 yards, only 48 of them went to Gordon and Cameron. Bess and Little, huge games for the Browns.
Well, as you guys well know, I'm a huge Bess fan.
Me too. That's right.
Yes, you are. He's a big fan of yours, too.
I'm really happy for him. I mean, I'm really happy for the Browns, and I'm really happy for him because he had a couple of rough weeks that had everybody scratching their head about what happened to him. And everything good happened to him yesterday. He was money catching those punts. But, I mean, that play down on the goal line where he caught that ball, you know, that's a tough catch. He knows he's going to get drilled. I mean, and it was Campbell really threaded the needle there to get it into him. So I'm really happy for him. But you're right. I mean, you know, going into this game and going into these games as they, you know, get heavier in importance now, you know, people are going to take away. They're going to do everything they can to take away Gordon and to take away Cameron. So you're going to have to really, first of all, you know, become inventive to try and get them involved in the game. And second of all, you're going to need these other guys. So Little to have the kind of game that he had, minus those two little temper tantrums that he had, and he's got to knock that off. But, you know, to have that kind of game, it's just a big, big plus for them because if they didn't have that kind of game, where would they have been able to go yesterday, you know, with the other two being quieted down the way that they were? I mean, it would have been a real struggle for Jason Campbell, you know, with no running game, and if Gordon and Cameron are taken away from you and the other guys can't do anything, now what do you got? So, I mean, it was huge for them to be able to do that. And, you know, you had to figure Bess would be able to bust out of that little funk that
yep.
he had been in, and so he picked a good day to do it.
He picked an unbelievable day. Jim, thank you so much for
right,
the
guys.
Knowledge and the breakdown, and we'll catch up with you again soon, my friend.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
He is Jim Donovan, of course, the voice of the Browns, PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. You're going to hear from the head coach of the Browns at the top of the hour, Rob Chudzinski, and, of course, much more analysis of the game. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura of Victory Monday, CBD.
How sweet it is.